live from the Business Mind Studio in Dallas, Texas. This is The Mark Allen Show, where we transform businesses into unforgettable brands and entrepreneurs into thought leaders. I'm your host, Mark Allen. Thank you for joining us.
So we always talk about picking up market share. Okay. So in order to pick up market share, you must have, you know, customer loyalty. And how are you going to keep those customers connected and intertwined? And that's why we had them to, you know, sign up for online banking and direct deposit and all those things.
Right.
So creating loyalty, you know, that's key. That's really key.
Yes, it is.
To building your following, to building your brand, and, you know, to create consistent revenue flow.
Yes.
So, yes, I understand. Customer loyalty. So I had to take that from corporate America into
right.
entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
Real
Everywhere
quick,
you go.
Right? Yes.
It follows you.
Yes, it does. What about you?
Well, that's really what I do for a living.
Yes, of course.
As a brand strategist and everything, you have to find out how you can position a company to where they can deliver. You know, like sometimes you want to be the biggest guy on the block and everything like that, but you can't deliver on that promise. Mm-hmm. So you want to start off where you feel comfortable and be able to really be able to deliver in that realm so that people are satisfied with what you have and people are willing to come back time and time again above some of those big guys, you know, because you've built that connection right there and loyalty is manifested through that.
Yes, absolutely. You're right.
So going on into the three steps, we have established personal relationships with each individual customer. Second, we have take content relevance into account. And then the third, last but not least, is follow the rules. Now we'll get a little bit more into that one as we get into the show. So let's go back to establishing a personal relationship with each individual customer.
That's deep.
Yeah, that is deep.
Yes.
It sounds kind of hard. You think of all the people you do business with and, you know, getting down to a relationship with each and every one of them. But I don't think it has to be anything too hard. It's something that you just want to dedicate time to, because in the long term, it's going to build that loyalty and it's going to take you where you want to go.
Right. So for me, building a relationship with my client is to have a conversation with them. It's that time for me to be quiet and listen to them, give them an opportunity to tell me a little bit about themselves.
Yes.
You know, what are their goals? What are their dreams? And just really have an opportunity to connect with them. You know, learn if they have family, they have kids going off to college, are they married? Are they looking to buy a home? Are they looking to save? You know, understanding that, and then to be able to connect with them every time I see them and build upon that relationship with them. So that's key for me, building a relationship.
That is powerful. I like how you said that's time for you to, you know, to hush your mouth and listen in on what they're saying.
Yes.
Really establish that connection.
Yes.
You know, building that trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I have to definitely say is being in the creative realm, if you aren't building relationships and getting to know your customers, then they're just going to go to the next guy. It's hard to keep people, good clients, on your roster if you're not really in the trenches with them, like understanding their problems. You know, they're stressed out. They have their actual business to focus on. And now there's media, social media, websites, all these things just thrown and forced down their throats. And they're just trying to juggle all that stuff. So if you really understand and be able to cater to their individual needs, then they love that. They eat it up.
Right. Now, Mark, here's where when we talk about branding and you're talking about building loyalty, you know, for the new entrepreneur, someone new coming into the business, that could be overwhelming, right?
Oh, yeah.
And only by being here with you guys am I really seeing, like, all the legwork.
Yeah.
Hey, when I tried to build my website, I was like, listen, give me some pictures. Let me post these words up here. But literally, to build a website, my website took, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Of, you know, really
a team of people just attacking that project. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. They think, and I think there's a disconnect because there are the entire industry is kind of split. Those are the real people who know what they're doing, and then there's people who are trying to make a quick buck.
Oh, now, come on now.
You can make a lot of money doing both, but when you're just trying to make a quick buck, you're really cutting people short. Mm-hmm. You're really taking advantage of people. And so why I even got into brand strategy was I saw that business owners, entrepreneurs are not taking the time to really think strategically about their website, about their logos, their design, any type of marketing collateral. They're just writing stuff down, putting their services on a page, and then posting it. And then if they get around to social media, then it's a generic post. They don't understand that, hey, this has to be curated. All your content has to be curated, unique to you, but not only unique to you, but to your specific customer needs. Okay. Your customers have different needs than your competitor's customers. That's why they went to you rather than to him. Mm. Because you satisfy something that they can't get somewhere else. So you kind of have to really dig into those little minute details and really break it down. And that's what I love about brand strategy. It's almost like putting together a puzzle.
It's really a puzzle. You have to go and study your competition. And, you know, what separates you from other success strategies? Like, you know what I mean, for myself. What separates you from other life coaches? What do you do differently?
Right.
You know, are all of us providing the same services? What makes us unique?
Yeah.
And it's okay if we are all, you know, doing the same thing, but something unique needs to stand out about you.
Exactly.
And there's enough customers for everyone.
Everyone, right.
Yes.
And I think that really takes us into our second point is taking content relevance into account, is making your content to solve your customers' problems, not just everybody's problems.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a lot of times you'll see ads saying that, hey, somebody can help you with your online blog. They can write blog posts every week for you, or they can put social media posts on your site or anything like that. And you think it's good, but at the end of the day, it's generic, and it doesn't create as much value for your customers or clients as it could if it was coming from you or somebody who's dedicated to really solving their problems.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you said that. So when I think of making my social media posts when it comes to my business, I don't do a great job, right? So... and I see all these ads popping up. You know, I can help you get leads. I can help you write content for your clients. I can help you do this. I can help you do that. I'm like, where in the world do you even start? So it's like you said. And what I've been learning is you have to really understand who your client is, who your target market is, what are their behaviors, what triggers them to do the things that they do, so that you can better target them with the right content.
Exactly. Actually providing real quality value to them rather than just throwing things at them and hoping it helps, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Hello, hello, business minds. Are you ready to transform your business into an unforgettable brand? Check out The Mark Allen Show, where we help you guys guide your businesses into becoming unforgettable brands. Check it out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 to 1. I'm thinking that that even takes us into our third point. Our third step is follow the rules. Now, we have two rules we're talking about here. We're talking about the golden rule, which we all know. We all learned in elementary school. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And I think that goes far, as you don't want somebody to push scams down your throat, or you don't want people to shortchange you. You want the best bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
And if you lead with that and you deliver to your clients and your customers what you would want, how you would want to be treated, then that will take you so far, especially when you're not too sure what they might want. You're not really connected with your audience that much. Just start with, what would you want?
Okay.
And really just think about how you can take what you want and deliver it to them, and then get some feedback from that, and then, you know, baby steps.
Okay.
Take it one step at a time.
So basically act as if you're offering your product, your services, your branding to yourself.
Right.
And would you be satisfied?
Exactly. Like if somebody's going into business and they wouldn't purchase their own services or their own products, then how can they sell it to somebody else? So if you aren't true about your products, your services, your business, then people are going to sniff that out. They're not going to choose you. You're just going to struggle. But when you're connected, because your product not only solve your own problem, then they're probably going to solve millions of other people's problems as well. Because you're not the only one in this alone. There's other people in the same situation you're in, and they can use your help.
Absolutely. I can attest to that.
Right.
As a financial strategist, as a money coach, as you said in my book, I talked about how I purchased my home, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But aside from that, if you hear my story, I've had a lot of losses and, yes, you know, financial losses, you know, oh gosh, and really hitting rock bottom. And how can you bounce back?
Right.
So that's why I became passionate. You know, as a branch manager, I saw people in and out, whether they made a lot of money, whether they made, you know, whether they were living from paycheck to paycheck, literally. It was just how they were mapping out their payments and structuring it.
Yeah.
And I felt that they just needed a little help. And that's why I became passionate and wanting to help others.
Yes.
With their finances.
And that's the way I see it, is if you have the answer to someone's problem, you almost have an obligation to really provide them the answers. Don't
right.
sit back and let them struggle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, we get caught up in thinking everything's a competition, everything's a race to the top. But
right.
if you see somebody struggling, see somebody there on the train tracks and the train's coming, you might want to lend a hand. You
right.
know, you don't
Absolutely.
Need to be a bystander watching people fail in front of you.
Right.
Especially if they're in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you call them your group, you know, you're they're part of your tribe,
uh-huh.
your clique, then
uh-huh.
no, you don't leave them behind. You know,
that's
you
true.
Provide, and they will return the same favor to you.
Right.
And so it's that cycle. That cycle that keeps the group pushing and keeps everybody strong and resilient.
Okay.
Don't leave anybody behind.
And keep that loyalty.
That loyalty. Exactly.
Yes.
And that takes us to the next rule.
Okay.
It's our platinum rule. Now,
okay.
the platinum rule was founded by Google years ago. And when they started getting into the internet presence in the internet communication realm, they found out that when you're engaging with people online, that you have to keep it on that platform. So if I were to receive an email from a customer, I don't need to pick up the phone immediately and call them. I need to reply to that same email.
Okay.
That right there builds trust in of itself. I don't know if you guys have ever had a friend, if you ever texted a friend and then they gave you a call back. It's like, well, I'm not in a calling mood right now, or I'm not in a place where I can talk.
Oh,
I wanted to text you. That's why I text you.
I can relate to that.
Right. Businesses and interacting with your customers is the same way. That's the platinum rule.
Well, I learned something new, because sometimes I hate when people text me long messages.
Yeah.
I'm like, they could have just picked up the phone. But in essence, they are saying the same thing.
Right.
My time is valuable. I don't have the time to talk. I don't want to get sidetracked. I want to shoot you this quick text message, and I need you to reply.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So I can get that.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
It's like that non-verbal communication is, we all know it's more efficient just to pick up the phone and have a conversation, but that person might not be in that place. Maybe they were sending you a quick text while they were in a meeting. Maybe they can't completely break from that.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be, maybe they gave you a call instead of a text because they're driving.
Right.
But they still want that answer, you know?
Right, exactly.
So.
Got it.
Keep those two rules, the golden rule, and now you guys know the platinum rule. Keep those in mind.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one back up. But remember those three tips to building and increasing your customer loyalty. We have establishing personal relationships with each individual customer.
Okay.
Taking content relevance into account. Keep it relevant to your audience. Don't give them generic content. And follow the rules. The golden rule and the platinum rule. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Okay.
And that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We had a short episode this time. But guys, we have a lot of great content coming your way with the Business Minds. And I want to thank Shimona Wembley one more time for gracing our show today with her presence.
Thank you. Thank you. And remember, I want to thank you also for allowing me to be a part of your show.
Oh,
and
my
starting
pleasure.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, I will be launching my first show, my very own show, my very
yes.
own radio show.
Been working hard
tomorrow.
On that one. Yes.
Yes. So that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I hope that my voice is a lot better.
No, you sound great.
I look forward
great.
To talking to you guys. The Success Strategist. Let's talk. We got a lot to talk about.
Yes, she's going to have an amazing show.
So thank you very much for sharing those tips. And guess what? There's more to come. Hey, what about our brunch? Our learn and...
Yes.
Yeah.
The lunch and learn we have on Friday the 5th.
Yes.
This week, I believe the time it starts is around...
Around noon
mm-hmm. for an hour where you guys can come and meet the team, meet the minds behind the Business Minds,
mm-hmm.
and see where all the greatness comes from, and get to learn more about branding and your online presence right here in person. We're going to have tons of great resources, a lot of the learning material, so you guys want to bring a pen and some paper, a notepad, something for you guys to jot this stuff down, because you're not going to want to miss a beat.
That's right. So check it out on our Facebook pages and also on Business Minds. And I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Mark Allen Show. You guys can find us on all platforms that you listen to podcasts. And thank you again for tuning in. Till next time. Bye-bye.
All right.
And that's it.
All right. Awesome.